A local researcher is celebrating her addition to a prestigious list of tech innovators. Yesterday, Angela Schulig was named to the MIT Technology Review's 35 Innovators Under 35 list. In the past, that list has included people like Mark Zuckerberg and the co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin. This publication cited her work in designing robots that can learn to function in new and changing environments. She is a professor at the University of Toronto's Institute for Aerospace Studies. She leads the Dynamic Systems Lab, and she's with me in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is quite an honor.
Yeah, it really recognizes our work that we have been doing over the past, 10 years almost in robotics. It recognizes my students and my collaborators, but it also shows that robotics is viewed as a field that will, change how our future may look like.
Can you explain what you do? I said that you're involved in designing robots that can learn to function in new and changing environments.
Right.
What does that mean?
So current robots are really, you find them in industrial and manufacturing environments. Those environments are basically built for the robots, and everything is very predictable. And so as programmers, we can predict what's happening, and we can program the robots quite easily to do a certain task, like assembling our cars. But the next generation of robots, autonomous cars, maybe flying cars, robots in our homes, they have to deal with unknown environments. There are humans around that may move furniture, that may jump on the road. And so we need to enable robots to deal with these environments. And a good example is, how does an autonomous car deal with weather conditions?
Yeah.
Like during winter, we want the car to drive very carefully, but during summer, we don't want it to drive so slowly. So the best thing we can do is really to enable the robot to adapt and to learn. Because the only other option is a car that drives very cautiously, like it would drive in winter all year long.
What is interesting to you at the core? What got you interested in work like this?
I've been done a lot of work basically in mathematics. And at some point, I really wanted to see those equations in action. Yeah. And I think robotics is a really exciting field because we design technical systems that really interact with us and with the world.
Did you grow up kind of with this obsession, with this interest? Is it something that came later on?
Yeah, I really liked math, I think, but I didn't really do much work in robotics early on. Mm-hmm. It really came later.
What is it like to see, as you say, the equations come to life?
It's quite impressive. For someone who doesn't know what is behind it, it can look like magic sometimes,
yeah.
Right? Because it's a car that reacts to its environment and does something that what we humans would view as being intelligent. Even so, if you do the actual work, it's a couple of lines of code, and you know that. But it's still, the result can look almost like magic.
We hear a lot, we were just talking about automation and talking about how that's going to change our lives when it comes to something simple like a grocery store.
Right.
And what you buy, how you buy it, who's there to help you buying it. In this field, you're so deep into the work that you're doing and looking kind of around the corner. What do you see as the potential and the possibility for things like robotics?
Right. For me, robotics is just one other device that can help us make our lives easier and support us. We have computers right now, and they enable us to talk to people that are, hundreds and thousands of kilometers away. So it's a tool that enables us to communicate in a much different way. And I think robotics will enable us to do things that we would not be able to do. It could mean that a blind person can now basically drive a car because the car drives the person. It can mean that as an older person, you are longer independent. So I think for me, it's really a tool that supports people in whatever they want to achieve.
How close is this technology? People hear about it and they often assume, the self-driving cars is a great example of it. The autonomous cars have been talked about for the last little while.
Right.
People still haven't really seen them beyond kind of the test models that are out there. How close do you think this is?
Yeah. So I think it will be a gradual thing. I mentioned in industrial environments, we have robots right now, and it's because those environments are predictable. So I think the next things we will see is where things are still reasonably predictable. For example, robots that help with agriculture, farming. It's still much easier than driving on the road. And so I think driving as well, like autonomous driving will come where things are still more predictable, let's say for buses or mm-hmm. where there are dedicated lanes, trucks on the highway that just go from, let's say, one center to another, back and forth all the time. So I think, basically the challenge is dealing with unpredictable situations. And the more predictable a task is, the easier it is to automate.
Is it exciting helping to design the future?
Yes.
I mean, I'm on the receiving end of it, right? You're the person who's involved in creating it.
Yes, it's really exciting. It's also, often as researchers, we just want to show what is possible. And then, have other people imagine what that could mean in each field. I'm not an expert in farming and manufacturing, but we try to show what is possible. And then it's almost, we cannot imagine ourselves how this technology will eventually affect different areas of life.
Just what is this recognition going to mean for the work that you're doing? Where do you go now?
It really provides visibility. It also recognizes that this is an important field. I think it will be great for my students to, indirectly it affects them and shows that this is a field that will have lots of jobs. It really motivates us to go further and accelerate our research.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I look forward to seeing whatever it is that you're creating for the future. That is Angela Schulig. She is a professor at the University of Toronto's Institute for Aerospace Studies. She leads the Dynamic Systems Lab. And yesterday, the MIT Technology Review named her to their 35 innovators under 35 list. The future kind of being created with people right here in the studio.